Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro. Brett Harsh is with us today with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How are you doing today, young man?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing super. Good weekend. A little break from the heat. It's still hot.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty warm out there still.
But you know what? I get the feeling that there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab, where you have the new patio, I imagine you got some visitors this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still being utilized. It's, you know, they're very willing to brave the heat and go out there and use that new patio. They love it so much out there. So, and then, you know, with us having our cookouts and some other activities and such going on out there as well, that's still a pretty hot place to be.
Well, indeed it is. Now, I understand that we had a pretty good streak going there, but we do have one minor setback going on.
Yeah, we did have we have had a few staff members, as I've said in the past couple of shows, that had very mild symptoms, tested positive. We had a couple more. I believe it was two weekends ago, maybe week and a half or so ago, and they're both doing well. They, like I said, very, very light, mild symptoms, so very fortunate for that. Unfortunately, last week we did have a resident that ended up testing positive. Same kind of deal. She's, you know, essentially symptom-free now. Still in quarantine, taking all the necessary precautions, but doing well and honestly in a great mood. She's smiling from her window and, you know, still in her upbeat mood and cracking jokes and everything else. So it is unfortunate to have that, and, you know, scary to see that when that positive test comes across. But for, you know, all in all, it's not too bad, and we're just thankful that and blessed that she's doing well. So just ready to get her out of quarantine so she can join us and get back to being her normal self and doing some activities again.
You know, this virus is the darndest thing, because with some people, they don't even know they have it. They go, yeah. What do you mean I tested positive? I don't even have a sniffle.
Yeah, and that's kind of the scary part for a lot of people, because, you know, some, like you said, if you're asymptomatic, you can still spread it. And that's been the, you know, that's been the scary part the whole time, is just not knowing, you know. And so, you know, we're fortunate to where we can kind of get in there, and we know pretty quickly if somebody has it, so get on top of it and hopefully stop the spread. You know, we do all we can. Sometimes unfortunate things happen, and, you know, it does spread, you know, just like any other sickness. So hopefully we can continue to be on top of that. Our staff and our team is doing such a great job. All of our nursing staff, you know, infection control, everybody, just, you know, they've been on top of it since last year when we got it kind of out of our building for the first time. And now, you know, we're back, just continuing to fight it week by week. But
that's all you can do.
That is all we can do.
That's
so
all anybody can do, really.
Yeah, we're it's pretty upbeat and positive moods around there, you know, just trying to make the light out of the, you know, dark situation. So we're very blessed, and we're thankful for all that.
Speaking of light, I understand you got a dazzling new look with your light fixtures there.
Yep, we do. We have had one hallway completely finished with the ceilings and everything as well. They're continuing to work on the ceilings in some other hallways now, but we've had a bunch of new light fixtures put up in the main halls. Just a crazy difference. We're very, very happy and with that. So just being able to see that, and also just you know, you didn't really notice how, you know, our other lighting wasn't bad. It was just time for, you know, an update and time for a change. So now that we have these in here, we have to actually lower the settings on them. They were so bright, so because people aren't used to them yet. So very blessed to have that, and they're making the facility pop even more. So we're happy to have them.
One thing that Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center is getting known for is that about every month or so, you have a blood drive.
Yes.
And yet another one, a hands-down success.
Yeah, we had one last week. It was just a remarkable turnout. Mm-hmm. I think we had over 80%, at least over 75% that signed up had accepted donations. It's the most accepted donations we've had since we started having them. So we kind of set a personal record there. So that was awesome. With the blood shortage going on and everything else going around in the world right now, that's, you know, it's just awesome to see, you know, unselfish people coming in and doing their part to help out people. So we're very, very blessed, and we're going to thank everybody that showed up and gave blood and took time out of their day, and, you know, and everybody in the American Red Cross as well for coming and setting up and allowing us to be a part of that. So that's it's really cool to be a part of something that good.
So Brent Harsh, you're getting to be guy into regulars with the blood people.
Yeah,
here.
We are now. Seems like it.
Yeah, we got another calendar date, or is that still kind of waiting to see?
Yeah,
for the best options?
We do. I'm gonna have to go double check. I know that it's at the end of October.
Okay.
So I think we have two more scheduled for this year. We're going to have one at the end of October, and then I think we'll have one more right before Christmas, like a few days before Christmas. So we're having that. We've already had a few people I checked last week going on for the October one that's already signed up. So they're ready to go again, I guess. So they're pretty passionate about that. And like I said, it does save lives, and it helps out people that, you know, that need it. So we're blessed to be a part of something that cool. So we want to keep that up.
Great, great, great. Now, we were talking about the patio earlier there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center, but we also touched on the fact that you had a bit of a cookout. Now, I understand maybe the air temperature is about as close as it was to the grill, about the same.
Let me tell you, I was me and one of our maintenance guys, Jake, helped me with the cooking, and we were standing in front of it, and yeah, it was pretty warm standing in front of that smoker. So
you're the only guys that could lose weight cooking food. You're just sweating it away, weren't you?
Well, I could stand to lose some, so I'm not complaining about that. But no, we did a couple Fridays ago. We had our cookout. We're still on about once a month. I don't know how deep into the fall, early winter we'll go with that. Just depends on the temperature, if the weather will cooperate. You know, hopefully we can keep doing that for, you know, at least another month or two. It was very hot, but, you know, it was worth it just seeing everybody, because there was people, like I said, that, you know, they want to brave it and get outside and, you know, be able to hang out and have a good time. And, you know, and with our patio, we're pretty fortunate, because with that patio, it was built around a big shade tree. So for the residents to be able, they can be under the shade tree. And if there's a little breeze in there, then it's manageable and you can do it. So like I said, it was hot, everybody was warm, didn't stay outside as long as usual, but they were out there and they got some good food, so we had fun with that.
Brett, you know, one thing that's really great about having a local business like Bartlesville Health and Rehab is that you can partner up and you can have a great relationships with other locally run businesses, and Comforting Hands is one of them. You guys, your companies go back a ways. It's got some good history.
For sure. We're very blessed to have a company like that, you know, to help us out, coming in and doing their job as well as helping out, you know, helping us do ours. Want to continue to thank them. They're frequently dropping off goodies, pins, cookies, all kinds of stuff, you know, that just helps, you know, it's just nice to know that people care, and nice to have people come in there and do that. We try to do that some as well, for other people, you know, for other companies as well. But Comforting Hands is awesome. I mean, they're always bringing in stuff for us and, you know, checking on us, asking us what we need. And, you know, and they also provide the worship.
Yes,
they do. They send in Laura, that's her name, comes in and offers some worship, sing some religious songs. And I've heard that, and that's a really cool thing to be a part of, you know, for anybody that has that opportunity. She does an awesome job. And just being able to, you know, worship in times like this, you know, it elevates the mood around the facility even more to have that faith. So we're very, very blessed for that. We want to keep doing that as well. She, like I said, she's awesome. Can lift the spirit in a matter of minutes. I've seen it. You know, it's really cool to see that. So we're very blessed. Want to continue to have that strong relationship with Comforting Hands, because they do continue to help us out, and we're very thankful for them.
Brett, can you tell everybody, or remind them, I should say, where exactly Bartlesville Health and Rehab is located?
So we are at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. We are also the facility just north of the hospital, as a lot of people refer to it, including myself. We can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. We have Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, or BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, excuse me. That's our website that you can go on and look at some stuff on there as well. Uh-huh. The easiest one's probably our Facebook page, Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, on our Facebook page. I'm on there every day posting stuff. That's probably the easiest and the most, you know, convenient way to keep up with our activities and what we're doing. So we try to utilize that the best of our ability.
Well, that is really cool. Now, some people know and others don't know, but for those who don't know, you also have apartments that are available for folks who wish to live in the community. And these are really kind of nice. It's kind of the best of both worlds because of the variety that's offered.
It is. You know, just being able to come in there and having that individual apartment, you know, it's independently owned, so it's like, I mean, it is your apartment, you know, you do with it as you wish. But also being there, you know, if anything happens, you need any help. It also provides a really good opportunity for us to, you know, sort of for some of those people that may not be willing to live on their own anymore, or may not be the best of ideas, or they need some rehab or something like that. You know, just being able to age in place is really, really convenient for people as well. being able to be in the same building, you know, and kind of making that transition in life. It's, you know, that's an uncomfortable and you know, an unfamiliar territory, and it's kind of it's a difficult transition. You know, it's not something easy to just to you know, change your life like that. So being able to do it in place, I think, would kind of help that transition as well. We try to utilize that to the best of our ability. Very thankful to have that. You know, it just coming from, you know, independent living to, you know, like I said, maybe some rehab to, you know, mm-hmm. all the way down to long-term care. You know, if you can do that without having to move in a building, I mean, you just move, nice. You just move a base. Essentially, you move one building from another, but you don't even have to walk outside to do it. So it's one door. So if you can just do that, that's, mm-hmm. I think that kind of helps that, because like I said, it's, you know, that would be tough for anybody. We want to respect and, you know, appreciate the people that try to do that and mm-hmm. their families as well. So if we can continue to do that and just help in any way possible, I think that's really something to be proud of and something good that we can do for the community as well.
Any availabilities left? Because they go fast. About the time you get yeah. one opened up.
Well, and with the maintenance guys doing such a great job with the remodels,
I've heard that just looks fantastic.
Yeah, they do. We have people that come in and help with the tile as well, doing a great job. And then, you know, our maintenance guys, they're busy. I mean, they're all over the place. So thankful for them as well. But them doing the remodels and stuff, we still have a waiting list. It's, you know, good and bad. You know, we're very appreciative and we love it, but at the same time, it's kind of, you know, the people that are on that waiting list, they're wanting to get moved in there as well. So it's kind of a catch 22, but being able to kind of, you know, go back and forth with that. But mm-hmm. but yeah, it's as of right now, I think the last one, I think there was one open that got filled, so we're kind of back to our waiting list. To my knowledge, I'll have mm-hmm. to check again this week.
But it's a good waiting list.
It is. It's a very good waiting list, and it's, you know, it's worth it. The people that move in there really, really seem to love them, and we do what we can for them as well. So we're thankful for that, and hopefully we can keep that up.
Very, very good. And once again, let's do the social media page and the website here for folks who have questions.
BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. That is our Facebook, mm-hmm. That's our website. Mm-hmm. Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community is our Facebook page. I'm in there every day. It seems like Facebook's just the best way. It's the easiest way. Essentially,
a lot of people are on it.
Essentially, yeah. You know, mostly everybody has Facebook, or at least, you know,
they know somebody who
does. Exactly, they have access to Facebook. So if they have any questions, we have, you know, we post a lot of information on there as well. But we try to keep everybody just kind of in the loop. We try to, with all of our activities, with everybody being as busy as they are, just going on there and seeing that, we get a lot of likes, comments and stuff like that, a lot of shares. People really seem to love what we're doing, and we want to keep that up. You know, with, you know, after last year, it kind of really made us kind of an eye opener, you know, not being able to do things that we're used to doing, taking, you know, a lot of us took stuff for granted, me included. So, you know, being able to get back to some sort of normalcy, and hopefully we can keep that up.
Yeah,
keep fighting COVID, obviously, with the social distancing, the mask, everything as well, just trying to, you know, do our part into stopping the spread, and hopefully, you know, we can stay on top of it. But like you said, sometimes, you know, the inevitable happens, and, you know, stuff happens to where you can't really control. So all we can do is stay on top of it, and hopefully just keep, you know, keep it going and keep fighting, and you know, stay positive and keep a smile on our face, and hopefully just help everybody get through this tough time. And, you know, with the activities being able to do so many activities again, that's been such a blessing.
That's a great thing, isn't it?
That was a saving grace. I mean, just, that's just such a blessing to be able to do that. People coming together and, you know, kind of forgetting about the their problems and the world's problems for a while, and just having some fun. And I think we all need that at some point. So,
we do.
So hopefully we can keep that up as well. And, it, you know, the staff gets in on it as well. So, you know, they have a good time with it as well. It's not just the residents. So it's really helped everybody out.
And hats off to our local owners, because they're right here in the community. They're not New York or L.A.
Right.
Or,
no corporate. You know, it's just
Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Maybe on vacation.
For
I don't
sure.
know.
Being independently owned like that, that's, I mean, obviously some people would say it has its ups and downs, but, you know, we love it. We love, you know, our owner and our bosses and everything. Just, you know, they do a great job, because they treat us like family. I mean, they really do. Mm-hmm. And that's where that, you know, the family owned atmosphere comes from. It is a family. So we may argue and bicker like family sometimes, but at the end of the day, we have each other's backs, and we are a family. So it's just awesome to be a part of.
And Brent, I want to thank you very much for coming in today, and I really do appreciate it. Want
you to, thanks for having me.
Give our best to everyone back there at the ranch at Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
I'll do it.
And we'll see you Monday.
Sounds good.
In one way, shape, or form.
Right.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.